This evening's Innerside Radio program is brought to you by the Sandusky Funds for Foster Parenting and more.
So stay tuned. We're going to have some really good stuff for you tonight. Some music and some stuff by rich people and things for people to say. And
Hey, Scooter. Scooter.
Yeah.
There's a Barry on the phone. He wants to, he said, you know, he said he would know what it's about.
He said I'd know what it's about?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what's going on.
I told him not to call me at the station. Barry, what's up?
Hello, Scooter. It's your president, Barack Obama, here.
Hey.
I've got that phone number you were looking for from inside the Colombian embassy. It's a private line. It's 202.
Hold on, Barry. Why don't you just email that to me?
Okie dokie. I can set you up with some Peruvian diplomats too.
Sure, thanks.
And your email is Scooter.
Hold on, Barry. Let's not put that on the air either. I got enough problems.
Oh, right. National security.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, it's good talking to you. I heard you had some problems last week from some asshat from the Daily Caller.
That press conference from last week. That guy was a total jackass.
Yeah, dick, yeah. Well, hey, look, I know some bikers up in D.C. that do some really good ball-peen hammer work. They're very discreet.
I really appreciate that, Scooter. You're a fine, hardworking American. But, this is my last election. After my election, I should have some more flexibility. Don't worry. I put them on my list. I'm finna bust some drum caps in his punk ass.
Well, you should put some of his family members on the list, too. It sends a bigger message.
I'm way ahead of you on that one, Scooter. I'm a constitutional lawyer, you know?
I've heard that.
Yeah, I've learned my way around the Constitution. Speaking of the Daily Caller, I've been looking into them sons of bitches. You want to know how Carlson got the name Tucker? I'll give you a hint. Scotch tape.
And women's underwear.
You got it. And hey, that reminds me. While I'm at it, I think I'll bust some broadcasts in his sweet ass, too. For national security, of course.
Or lock him up with Jerry Sandusky.
I like the way you think, Scooter. Hey, have you ever considered a career in civil service?
Well, I'll need a pardon first. I might have to hit you up on that, Mr. President. Hey, look, I saw that, let me pull this up. I'm reading right here that you've been campaigning on the issue of extending federal Stafford loans to millions of college students. So how's that going?
I'm really glad you brought up this important issue. And the answer is yes. I've been going all around the country campaigning on this critical issue of extending these federal loans to the millions of college students who rely on them in order to attend college. I even went before Congress and I begged them personally to extend these loans. I said, Congress, please don't fail our college students in extending these loans. Our university students will succeed. You just need to give them a little extra credit.
Oh, that's a good one, Barry. How's it going with the cigarettes there? Have you kicked yet?
Well, when I first moved into the White House, I was successfully able to stop smoking. But in the last year or so, I've sort of fallen off the wagon.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's a tough one.
Well, it's this damn recession. This bad economy, it's got me stressed out. If this economy doesn't turn around anytime soon, I might do something completely crazy, like legalize marijuana.
Well, Richard Nixon said, if the president does it, it's legal. So how's your jobs plans going, and as long as we're on the line?
I'm glad you asked that question. You see, I submitted a jobs bill to Congress that will create millions of jobs. We're going to put Americans to work building bridges all across this great nation. Unfortunately, this bill is currently being filibustered in Congress. So as of right now, these bridges are going nowhere.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should strap a dog onto the bridge in the spirit of bipartisanship. By the way, how is that bipartisanship working now? Is it still gridlocked?
We don't always agree in Washington or see eye to eye on every issue. We can agree to disagree. But the problem with these darn Republicans in Washington is that they have come together as a group, and they have agreed to disagree on just about every single political issue. Ugh.
Well, maybe you have to stop agreeing with their disagreement, Mr. President.
You know, Scooter, I totally agree with you on that one.
I mean, stop agreeing.
Yes, I'm in agreement with you on that.
Well, you just did it again.
You're right. I did.
But stop it!
Hey. I'm with you on this one.
All right, never mind. So, I heard you pulled a groin muscle on the basketball court last week. You feeling okay?
It's only a sprain. As of this week, the private sector is doing just fine.
I just aggravated an old injury playing soccer with some of my Latino friends from back at Harvard. Did you happen to hear my statement on the DREAM Act last week?
It reminded me of what George Washington said about the American dream. You have to be asleep to believe it.
Correction, Scooter. I think you meant to say George Carlin.
Very good, Mr. President. You passed the audition. Hey, look, I'd love to keep chatting with you, but I'm on the radio right now. I'm supposed to be working, so...
Sounds great. I'll let you go. I'll be sure to shoot you an email on the Colombian connection.
Okay.
Just take it from me, Scooter. Be careful with those guys.
Cut him off.
Don't give them a lot of cash.
And cut him off. Cut him off.
And that guy's going to get me in trouble.
There is a myth being pushed by MSNBC, by CNBC Max, that somehow the elites have failed, by Jamie Dimon having to go to this show trial in which his innocence is proclaimed, that somehow he has failed, that he's stupid. But importantly, he was wearing the presidential seal in front of the senators. Now, every single senator there wants to be president. He's signaling to them, I stand between you and the presidency. You cannot become president without my money. That is why Obama is down on his knees kissing my butt, because he wants to maintain his position as president.
Someone like Jamie Dimon is certainly representative of a great success story in that he's managed, think of all the banker bonuses he's created. That there's huge wealth and income gaps, there's a return to medievalism, there's a discreditation of the entire Enlightenment. There's a certain defecation on the Constitution from Jamie Dimon, but none of that matters anymore, especially in a drug-addled population with a short-term memory of a gnat who can think back 2 hours, much less 240 years ago. So again, he's a gaming hero to this gaming culture because he can push buttons really fast and steal faster than anybody else. That makes him a hero. He's a guitar hero, Jamie Dimon. I can steal faster than anyone else in the world. I got the presidential cufflinks to prove it.
All day long I biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a biddy biddy rich, idle diddle 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 man, I'd build a big tall house with the rooms by the dozen, right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with the real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down, and one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with the chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loudly will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say, here lives a wealthy man. If I were a rich man, yabba dibba 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 dum, all day long I biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba dibba 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 dum. If I were.
And finally, new rule, television networks have to stop making shows that try and put a happy ending on America's enormous wealth disparity, and instead make a show called Shine My Shoes. Come on. This is America, where the top 400 people have more money than the bottom 150 million combined. If ABC can make a show where millionaires give their money to poor people, Animal Planet can make a show where pigs grow wings and fly out of Donald Trump's ass. Now this week, ABC gave a secret millionaire, which is like Undercover Boss, but less intellectually taxing. In each episode, one of our richest 1% drops in on the wage slaves for a week and finds out that living on $185 a week in America really blows. So then they anecdotally solve the wealth gap problem by showering everyone with cash. It's like Pretty Woman if you were the whore.
My wife, my golden, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin. Supervising meals to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oh, what a happy mood she's in. Screaming at the servants day and night.
You know, it's amazing. TV used to give Americans the reverse fantasy. What if you, normal person, suddenly became a millionaire? No. Now it's a who are we kidding? You consider yourself lucky to hold on to your job deep frying chicken parts. But how'd you like to be briefly introduced to a millionaire? Wouldn't you like that? You can touch his garments. And people watch this and find it inspirational. It's why they fawn over Donald Trump when he flirts with running for president every 4 years, even though he spends the rest of his time letting 18 people kiss his ass on TV before he fires all but one of them. America's rich aren't giving you money, they're taking your money. Between the years 1980... Between the years 1980 and 2005, 80% of all new income generated in this country went to the richest 1%. Let me put that in terms that even you fat-ass teabaggers, sorry, can understand.
Hey,
say 100 Americans get together and order 100 slice pizza. The pizza arrives, they open the box, and the first guy takes 80 slices. And if someone suggests, why don't you just take 79 slices? That's socialism! I know. It's just a TV show. But it does reinforce the stupid idea people have that rich people would love us and share with us if only they got to walk a mile in our cheap plastic shoes. But they're the reason the shoe factory moved to China. We have this fantasy that our interests and the interests of the super rich are the same. Like somehow the rich will eventually get so full that they'll explode. And the candy will rain down on the rest of us. Like there's some kind of piñata of benevolence. But here's the thing about a piñata. It doesn't open on its own. You have to beat it with a stick.
Right.
So I say, forget Secret Millionaire. I have a better idea for a show. Every week, one of the men responsible for the global financial meltdown is dropped into a poor neighborhood and that's it. No cameras. We just leave him there. I call it I'm Alan Greenspan. Get me out of here.
Synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall, and I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day, and that would be the sweetest thing of all.
the lion and the lamb. You decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan? If I were a wealthy man.
It's time once again for Scooter's Advice for American Youth People. Tonight, advice for our precious man boy pigs, 18 to 24. All is not lost in the rise of American kleptocracy and fall of your standard of slacking between your two jobs. The American middle class has maybe another 30 years before it votes itself out of existence. You still got time to scrounge up the cash for a motorcycle cool enough to get you through the velvet rope at your nearest celebrated hipster nightclub du jour. You got time for one last glorious grift before you sink into the grinding rut of middle age and work yourself to death. That's why you should browse over to Vice.com and check out the Vice Guide to Dating Rich Chicks. And I'm going to share a few of the highlights for you right now before it's too late. You're not getting any younger. Rich girls are hot because their moms are hot. But they're also insane because their dads are inbred sociopaths with Nazi fetishes. All of this makes dating one of them for a short period of time an exciting, weird mixture of pills, naps, fits, depressing music, room service, tattoos that cost more than cars, jet lag, and guest lists. It's gonna be fun. They won't stick around forever, as they're genetically predisposed to breed among their own kind. Remember, you have nothing to offer a rich girl other than being slightly less fortunate than they are. So wave your pedestrian existence around like it's an alternative lifestyle choice. You gotta play it, boys. Just bear in mind, her entire concept of rebellion will be gleaned from Dickens' novels and James Franco's Twitter. Inhabit all of her parents' nightmares. At the very worst, her dad will try to buy you off. If he does, shout, "I don't need your money!" and then steal his iPod. Meeting her mom. You're gonna wanna sleep with her mom because her mom is going to look the exact opposite of your mom. She will understand what you are right away. Just a phase. She might even regale you both with a story about how she once dated a punk rocker with a motorcycle before meeting Daddy, which is essentially a nice way of saying Lily is marrying Sebastian, and your days are numbered, dickhead. Meeting her dad. The dad is worse. He understands all your disgusting urges because he lives on a diet of anal sex with Polish women that get delivered to his hotel. The other problem with dads is that rich girls and their fathers flirt to the point of obscenity. This may make you feel weird, but joy in how bad it screws them up. Friends? Compared to her road dogs, your pals are gonna look like House of Pain. She'll be hanging out with a touring collective of models, drug dealers, teen rock hairdos, and really old guys who used to know Joe Strummer. You will hate them. Your own friends will try very, very hard to screw the models, though. Drugs. Rich girls have been taking drugs since they were 3. If you don't think you can be out drunk, out Xanaxed, out coked, out speeded, out everything by a 16-year-old, you're wrong. Heath Ledger, John Belushi, River Phoenix, I guarantee you they all died to match rich girls. No normal person raised on shake, weed, and wine can compete with a person built from neurosis, privilege, pressure, and those slimming pills made from ground-up Chinese babies. Important, remember, part of them wants to get caught, so when they're racking up lines on a subway sneeze guard and it seems like it would be funny to join in, don't. They're gonna get bailed, and you're not. Don't forget, this is gonna ruin you. But you're young, you can bounce back. You might not quit school or your job. It'll quit you. Unsustainable drug habit? Yup. $6,000 denim jackets? Who wouldn't? Until she dumps you. You knew it was coming from day one, but God, you don't want to give it up. You'll cry and bitch and get addicted to heroin, but you'll never be able to make her stay. Her type don't care too much about people. Her family buys land, yours plow it. Sorry, man. But you'll get over it if you start right now. This has been a special Man Boy Pig edition of Scooters, Advice for American Youth People. There's more advice guide to dating rich chicks and worse. Ryan Sanders, Skittles, was the voice of Barack Obama. We also heard from Max Kaiser and Bill Maher going class war. I read from the Vice Guide to Dating Rich Girls from Vice.com. The funky music was Papa Gro's Funk's latest CD, Needle in the Groove. Susumi from the Hollywood movie Fiddler on the Roof. Your Inner Side Radio has been driven by the CyberZen Sound Engine this week. Check out their new release, Cooperation. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.
If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-